Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Making Eight Maniacs. Welcome to another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show brought to you by PBR Canada. That's right. They just finished up their season this past weekend with a great finals, and we'll talk a little bit about it on our show today. Of course, we're taking your calls, your questions, your comments, and always your cowboy logic. So if you guys want to get on board, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Of course, we had a good Back on the Ranch show last night. Always a pleasure having our Making Eight Maniacs on board, sitting back talking with us. We got a good show in store for you today right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We're going to talk some PBR Canada. We're going to talk a little bit about the PBR and what those guys are doing in the off season. We're going to talk about some PRCA and a whole lot more. So we want to hear from you, so make sure to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Y'all, we're going to take a short break, and this first break, of course, is brought to you by none other than PBR Canada. Just wrapping up their season down here. They've got a great season starting up in January. They're going to get fired up along with our PBR guys right back here in the States. So y'all stay tuned. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com.
Sky. He told me
five-time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to MakingEight.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's right, right here on MakingEight.com. And I know y'all just got to listen a little bit of Josh Turner there in Backwoods Boy. Speaking of Backwoods Boys, we've been kind of following this guy, next guy that we're going to have on our show here just a little bit. Calls himself Backwoods Boy, and rightfully so. This guy is one of the best in the business. He is an avid hunter, and not to mention a pretty darn good bull rider. So the moment y'all have been waiting for, let's find out if we can't get this next guy on our show here. We're talking about Mr. Austin Meyer. Austin, you with us?
Hey, I am, man. I like that song.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you what. First off, man, welcome to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making 8. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Hey, you bet. I'm just traveling across Colorado right now, headed to Montana to actually do an elk hunt with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation that starts on Wednesday. I got to be out there tomorrow, so, you know, we're going to try to go out here and show them what the Backwoods Boys are all about and try to smoke a real good bull down and shoot, just have fun being in the woods.
Right on. No doubt about it, man. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of our fans over here in the chat room. I know they're going to throw some questions at you. We're going to get to that in just a few minutes here. But tell us a little bit about what you have going on this holiday week, man. I know you're just mentioning that you're going to be out in the woods trying to snag you a good little bull out there and tear down some elk. But you're not going to be the only one out there. Who are you going with?
No. Headed out there with me is Dustin Elliott, who, as soon as he tags out, if it's early, he's headed back to the house for a few days there at North Platte to be with his family. If he tags out late, he's headed straight from there to the NFR to go see what he can do out there. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting week for us both, you know, just him and I, you know, visiting about the bull riding, visiting about the PBR and what he hopes for the NFR. You know, I think, you know, the way his season has been, especially here towards the end, he's got a lot of momentum headed into the NFR, so it'll be fun for him and I to get back together again after our break and swap hunting stories and, you know, talk a little bull riding too.
Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. Well, speaking of that, what are you guys doing in the off season to prepare for January, man? I know you're all kinds of excited about it, and man, just chomping at the bit to get back out there and get on some bulls. But you guys just practicing drills? You guys getting in the practice pens or what?
You know, to be honest, it varies with different riders what each rider's doing. For me right now, you know, I've been dang sure been staying in shape because I've been traveling everywhere hunting and. You know, like I was up in Canada 2 weeks ago, and just in that one day, I bet I walked probably 7 miles or more. You know, so definitely keeping your cardio up in that high elevation and then, like, going on an elk hunt. You know, my hunting is part of my working out routine also because I walk so much and stuff like that. But, you know, here come December, I'm going to start getting on some bulls around the house and tuning my body back up as far as the, you know, you can only do so much in the gym or stuff like that before you've got to get that feel of that bull being underneath of you and actually riding and making the move. So I'll be getting on practice bulls and training on my bucking barrel and stuff like that to just fine tune and hone those things in. And, you know, other than that, just traveling around doing hunts and hunting around the house. Been getting to enjoy some time in the woods with my wife. She's been going with me and just, you know, chomping at the bits to get back on some bulls. These last 2 weeks, I've really got hungry for it again because I know it's getting close and ready to go make the whistle and make some money.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, you got a lot of fans out here just pulling for you, man. You know, we really think that you have what it takes. Now, I'll tell you personally, I'm you know, really got to pull for a lot of the veteran guys, too. I mean, you got guys like, you know, well, shoot, I mean, just, you know, even Brendan Clark and Luke Snyder, some of these guys have been around. They had themselves a pretty good final, and I think that could be a lot of motivation to really start off the season right in January. I know those guys are looking forward to it. And of course, we know you're going to be in the thick of things, man. You've just ridden so well here recently. And I know for some of the fans actually asking in here, what are some of the things that you may have done differently this season from previous seasons that really put you up there?
You know, I think one is over the past two seasons, last year and the end of the year before, I got my body back right to, you know, ride bulls as far as what my weight was and particularly how to handle my body in different situations, you know, which meant doing different workout routines other than just lifting weights. Like I started doing yoga and Pilates, which, you know, you think big tough bull rider, and then you hear yoga Pilates, it's kind of like, what? But, you know, there's different elements of doing that that can really help make yourself better in riding bulls. You know, it's like Ty Murray took karate and gymnastics, stuff like that, that really helps your body in a way that you wouldn't normally think of a country boy, you know, bull rider, hunter doing stuff like that. And, you know, then there's the other side of it is the mental game and how I handle each, you know, each event, each round, whether it's a bull I've drawn or a bull I've drafted, you know, how I go about it and, you know, win, lose, or draw, how I handle that situation after the fact.
Yeah. Well, that makes perfect sense. We actually have a lot of comments coming in our chat room right now about that, saying how it does focus not only your mind but your body and just get things, you know, really square for what you need to do when it comes to bull riding. You know, everybody has their own little niche, man, and certainly respect that. I can almost bet that there'll be a lot of these younger bull riders starting to get into that. You know, I think that that's real important. You know, whatever it takes to get on your game, and everybody, just like you said, everybody is a little bit different when they get down to it. Let's talk about some of your sponsors for this year. I mean, do you have any new ones, or are you just going to be carrying out some of your ones from last year?
Well, I've got, you know, through the hunting side of things, and then there's the bull riding side of things, I've got separate sponsors. Bull riding side of things, my three main big ones are for sure back. We got the paperwork done. And that's Bad Boy Mowers, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and Wrangler. They're all back, you know, for sure. And so that's great to have them back. They were great to me last year. And, you know, I can't wait to see what this year holds. And then for the hunting side of things, for the Backwoods Boys, we've got Cooper Tires, ATX Wheels, Advantage Custom Trucks, and Six Shooter Clothing, which Six Shooter Clothing will actually be throwing out their new stuff this coming summer. And, you know, it's going to hit the big screens big with the Six Shooter Clothing lines and what they're going to do and stuff, you know, be involved with the PBR and some of the riders like myself. And then, you know, I've got some other sponsors coming on board that are, you know, yet to be said, but they're going to be good ones. And so, you know, I've been really fortunate on the bull riding side of things and the hunting side of things to be able to have the sponsors that I do, and you know, it's greatly appreciated no matter what side of things it's on.
Absolutely, man. Well, I'll tell you what, that's certainly what you guys need out there to help get you guys down the road. You know, I mean, as many events as you guys get out to and as much as you guys have to travel, those sponsors definitely help, and They are a key role in having you guys. And, you know, guys like yourself, you know, really upstanding guys, represent your sponsors so well. You know, you and Brendan Clark and things like that, you guys do so much for your sponsors. We know that they're just as appreciative for what you guys do for them. So, you know, that's a big old props to you guys for doing what you guys can for your sponsors.
Well, thanks, man. You know, that's one thing about this is it's not – you know, the name of the game is the same, nod your head, make the whistle, make money. But in another sense, the game has changed. That, you know, we're professional athletes now, and we need to carry ourselves as professional athletes and handle our business professionally. Whether that's, you know, shouting out to our fans and reaching out to them and letting them know that we're normal human beings, that bull riding is what we do. You know, it's not technically who we are, that we are real people and that we are approachable and can talk and love meeting our fans. But also when it comes to sponsors and meeting new companies, that we're educated professional people that know what we're doing. We're not just, you know, forever the stigma of us has been, well, they're just a bunch of crazy cowboys that get on 2,000-pound animals and they're nuts and I wouldn't do it. Well, yeah, we've got a different niche about us that makes us want to do that. But in the same sense, it's what we do and we're professional athletes at it. And we know what we're doing. You know, it's not because we're crazy and just off on a whim want to ride bulls. We do the best we can to prepare our bodies for our jobs, keep our bodies as healthy and as safe as we can, and go at it the best we can.
Absolutely. Well said, man. That I mean, you put it right there on the spot. Couldn't have said it better myself. I know we've got a question coming in here. You know anything about your buddy Ryan Dirt Eater? How's he doing?
Yeah, definitely. I just talked to him late last night on my drive. Man, he's been smoking them down at the Challenger Tour events. Been having a lot of success at them. And I asked him last night, I said, you ready for the new year? I said, you going to sit out longer? He said, heck no, I ain't sitting out, man. He said, I'm ready to get back up there where I belong. He said, I'm ready. So, yeah, he's going to be start of the year right back with us and, you know, cracking them and stacking them, you know. He's ready to go and you know, mentally and physically too. And, heck, I can't wait for him to be back in the rig doing what we was doing before he got hurt, you know, just riding bulls and making money and having fun doing it all. He's ready and can't wait to get back around and visit with his fans and everything that's supported him while he's been out.
For sure, man, for sure. Who is it that you normally travel with when you're out there on the road?
It depends on time of the year. Generally, at the Belfort Tough events, I run with Wiley Peterson. You know, great guy, very professional, and always has his business handled. But then, like, during the summer when we're going to Challenger Tour events, Wiley and I are so far away from each other that I hit it pretty hard with Skeeter and Dirt Eater. You know, just young guys that love getting on lots of bulls and are always having fun, you know, cracking jokes and just being kids, you know, basically. They're not much younger than I am, but, you know, I've been around it so much longer than they have that, heck, they still seem like kids to me. And, you know, shoot, they're a good time to be around. And so during the summer, we hit it up hard with them and try to go pick up first, second, and third when we go to them events.
Yeah, you know what? I actually think I saw a YouTube video or something along those lines of you out there and putting the video on a couple of them boys just back there sleeping like babies.
Yeah, we were driving to Pendleton, and I was driving, and they're back there just sleeping their noses off. I mean, see, you know, Skeeter, when he's sleeping, he looks like an ostrich with his head in the sand. He has his little head covered up with pillows or coats or whatever. It looks like he's going to suffocate back there.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, there ain't nothing like getting out traveling out there, you know, and you guys really have that luxury of doing that week in and week out, and we know you guys have some fun doing it. Now, that kind of leads into something that we're working on is getting a lot of that footage so we can put together some good shows, man. So you guys have got to keep getting that, man, for the fans because it's great. We love it. We love catching y'all outside the arena just a little bit and having some fun doing it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I got, like I said, I went to Canada a couple weeks ago hunting and took some really good video up there of, you know, just some hunts. We had a big cow moose that was 15 yards from us that I got video of on my flip cam. And, you know, I'm videoing up here in Montana and, you know, stuff like that for me being a hunter. I'll be loading that up somewhere probably with the PBR, you know, letting people see that. And then, you know, when we hit the road traveling, you know, be shooting video and stuff like that, you know, what we're doing outside of the 8 seconds when we're on the back of a bull trying to go 90 points and make lots of money.
Right on. Well, we got some more questions rolling in the chat room here, bud. And like I said, I really appreciate you taking the time. The fans do as well. You know, we got our own little loyalty fan group here called the Making Eight Maniacs. And, man, they're just fired up about having you out here on our show with us today. One of the questions is actually coming in from a bull rider here. And he's asking, when you get bucked off a bull, how do you kind of approach the next bull mentally and physically, especially when it's one that you know you should have had?
Sometimes it's more difficult than others. You know, I'm a guy, you probably hardly ever will see me throw a fit in the arena. Part of that is because I want to present myself as a professional, and I know I got a lot of little kids out there that look up to me and want to do their thing, you know, when they get old enough too. And, you know, one thing I know when I have a little kid, I don't ever want to see them doing that. So, you know, I just kind of hold my peace and go back to my own little locker room and just think about it, you know. And if there's something that I could have done different, then, you know, I make the correction and go about it the next time. But if it's just, you know, I got bucked off and, you know, that bull really bucked and he was just better than me that day, then you just got to go on with it and not worry about it. You know, one thing about it is looking at the past can help you or hurt you. You look at it the right way, it can help you. Look at it the wrong way, it can be your worst enemy and cause you to have problems on the next bulls ahead. So, you know, you just got to be able to let go of it and know that there's another bull tomorrow that you can make up for it on. And just take each bull for what it is. You know, it's the carpe diem, you know, seize the moment. And when I'm getting on this bull on Saturday, Friday doesn't matter. It's all about this moment right here, right now. And so you just got to be able to control that and make sure you're around the right people that don't cause you to look back, you know, because you always got to be looking forward in this game.
Absolutely, man. I agree. What are some of the advice that you would give somebody just now getting into the sport?
You know, I think probably the best advice I can give to somebody just getting in the sport is, one, go to teachers that know what they're talking about, know what they're doing, that kind of can see what your natural style is anyways and help you to better that style. There's lots of people around different bull riding associations and different backyard pens that, you know, have never done anything but sure like to tell you how to do it, and that can be the worst advice you ever get. You know, like me, I went to Terry Don West, Lyle Sankey, and then listened to a lot of Gary Lafeu as far as the mental side of things. The Lafeu style and my style are totally different on the riding end of it, but the mental game is top-notch. So, you know, you just got to go to people that know their business and know how to help you and not give you the wrong advice. And then the other side of it is realize that this is a dangerous sport, and if you're going to do it, you're going to get hurt sometime or another. You know, it's not you're going to get into it and never get hurt. You do it long enough, you're going to get injured up. You know, it might not always be the worst, but it's going to happen sometime or another, and you just got to be able to know that and deal with it and not fret about it when you're riding. And if it happens, it happens. That's part of the job. Go on with it and heal up and keep getting back off.
That's right. Yeah, it's that no-quit attitude, you know, and going into it knowing that you're going to get your bumps and bruises, you know, it just got to give you that much more determination to move past those and work through those injuries. So I certainly agree with you there, man. You are definitely gaining some fans over here. Some of the Making Eight Maniacs are posting comments saying, man, you know, you're just an upstanding guy, and they really enjoy hearing from you. One of the questions coming in, what is your favorite bull?
You know, I've got a lot of bulls that I absolutely love to get on. Probably a bull that is my favorite, never had a chance to get on him, but would have given my left arm to get on him, and that's Mossy Oak Mudslinger. Looked like a bull that really would have fit my style. And you know, obviously, anytime you ride him, you're going to be at the pay window and generally in that first place position. So that's got to be my all-time favorite. You know, as far as the new bulls, it's a hard gamble between, you know, a lot of bulls that are out there that really fit my style and that I love getting on, you know, so that's kind of a tough one. You know, just kind of go at it that day and see what feels right. But heck, you know, Cody Lambert does such a good job of putting the pins together. It's hard to say one ahead of the other, but probably money-wise, the bull that has treated me the best this last year, with me, he's bucked every time. He's had some off trips, but that's MoBandy.com. You know, every time I've been on him, once I was 89 and the others I was in the 90s, and so that's he's kind of one of my favorites.
Right on. Well, I got to tell you, Mossy Oak Mudslinger is certainly one of my favorite bulls to watch out there, man. He was real impressive. Matter of fact, a good buddy of mine right down here in Zophel Springs, Jake McIntyre, covered him in Atlanta for a big score a few years back. He sure did. And I'll tell you what, he is definitely a fun bull to watch. Let's see. We got some more questions coming in. I got one of them here asking about Troubadour. What do you think about that bull?
Troubadour, outstanding bull. Another one that hadn't had the chance to get on. Don't know if I ever will, you know, since he kind of got crippled there. But would have loved to have got on him. I mean, he was the type of bull that he was either going to go one jump into the left or one jump into the right, but every time he was going to buck. And, you know, just an outstanding bull. Had everything you could look for in a bull. He had the kick, the spin, the timing, everything, you know, just a great bull. And Julio and his program really come out with a good one there. And, you know, it sure be nice if he was able to get healed back and come back out so I could get on him sometime.
Right on, man. Yes, sir. What's your favorite place to ride? Where do you like to go? I mean, when you see that Built for Tough Series schedule, what really strikes out at you?
Yeah, for me, and it's kind of I don't know how you would put it as far as the answer, but that's Las Vegas, you know, because that's where the big money's at, and you know, if you made it to Las Vegas, you know, you went to the finals. So, you know, that's got to be my favorite spot to ride, is because when you, especially the first round, when they do that first round intro, it's a feeling that you can't even fathom until it's happening, what that feeling's like. You know, it's just, I've made it again, you know. And so the feeling I get there when I walk into that building is unlike anywhere else I go. So that's my favorite.
Right on. Yes, sir. Well, see a couple questions coming in here in the chat room as well. We got one. Are you going to be riding in any of the Touring Pro events before New York?
No, I probably won't. There's a couple up north that Skeeter and Dirt Eater are going to go to, but I think I'm just going to get on some bulls. There's some really nice bulls around the house that are, you know, long-round quality bulls, PBR, you know, at the PBR level. And so I'm going to get on some of them bulls and just, you know, that way I can be right there by the house. And if I need to get on one bull, I can get on one. But if I need to get on 10, I can get on 10 and still be right there around the house. So that's going to be kind of my game plan for that, is just critique things there at the house. And when I walk into the first Built for Tough, have, you know, all pistons firing and, you know, come out of clucking.
Yes, sir. Who do you look up most to in bull riding, when it comes to bull riding? Who are your some of your heroes in bull riding?
You know, I kind of categorize things, you know, in different levels. Mentally wise, Gary Lafue, you know, he had one of the best mental games out there. And his mental game style is top notch with mine. When it comes to pure just grit and determination, back in the day with Adriano, you know, because he was kind of my style, as far as, you know, plan A is to look good and ride them right, but plan B is don't give up and don't let go. And plan A sometimes don't work, but plan B is generally successful. So, you know, not always pretty, but it is successful. You know, and then, you know, toughness wise, you know, Justin McBride and you know, guys like that, you know, ride a wreck, if we're able to, you know, we're coming back the next day. And that's me, you know. Yeah, I may not be the prettiest rider out there, but you know, every time I nod my head, I'm gonna give it everything I've got. And you know, kind of like Justin's always said, I'd rather drag to death than starve to death.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, see, a really good question coming in here. Obviously, your goal this year is going to be to come back and have another shot for that title at 2011 championship. Did coming so close this year make you want it that much more?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it was obviously disappointing that I wasn't able to pull it off. You know, there, especially walking into the finals leading it, and then just, you know, feeling like things just couldn't happen right, you know. But for me, you know, I just kind of left it in God's hands, and, you know, if I'm supposed to win it, the things that I can't control will happen, and I'll win it. But in doing that, I'm going to do everything I can to make it happen. And so it was a great learning experience, you know, to be in that position. And, you know, because I know everybody's question was, well, he hasn't been in that position. How is he going to handle it mentally? And for me this year, it showed that mentally I handled it fine and was less stressed out about it than any event throughout the year. So that was really good to know. And this year coming into it, yeah, I mean, it's my goal to win it this year. And I think being so close this last year made a tremendous difference in this coming year.
Yeah, I you know, I think that just from watching you there at the finals gave us fans a perspective as to, you know, you were that much more hungry. And I know that the competition level is in bull riding. You know, you're not really competing against these other guys. You're just out there trying to ride your bulls and be consistent at it, which you've been
exactly.
All year. You know, you really have. And that's what is most important. Just like you said, it's not the how pretty it looks. It's about getting the job done and making that whistle. And, you know, you've done that consistently this year. I think going into it this, you know, for 2011, you know, would probably be the same way. And we look forward to watching you, man, that's for sure. With your mental game, you know, when you're having some difficulties at the finals, do you have somebody that you might call just to kind of get some advice or kind of get your mind right, you know, when you're having those down times?
Just talking, you know, like I might talk to Cody Lambert about, you know, going into a draft situation, what he thinks, you know, what bulls, stuff like that, or after a ride, you know, I might ask him, you know, what do you think happened there? But I also fall back on my dad, you know, and talking to my wife, you know, things like that, that, you know, my dad, he's helped me from the time I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Getting on, and he knows my style, you know, better than anybody. And so him and I'll talk, and he'll give me encouraging words, you know, things that I might have could have changed, or, you know, we'll slow-mo the rides on video or something like that to critique them or praise them, you know. And so just, you know, guys like that that I surround myself by that know my style and know what right or wrong.
Yeah. We have got some great questions coming in here in our chat room here. These Making 8 Maniacs are just all kinds of fired up. But what do you see – who do you see as some of the new up-and-coming bull riders this year that we need to look out for?
You know, probably that group of Brazilians that's coming up. You know, that's one thing about the Brazilians is, you know, they're gritty suckers. They don't, you know, they don't ever let go hardly, and so that's they're going to be some tough competition, you know, because they're the kind of riders that are consistent riders for the most part. So that new group of young, hungry Brazilian riders are going to be guys to watch, and you know, a lot of people don't know them because they can't hardly talk English at all, and but they're a great group of guys and are funny to be around when you can figure out what they're saying. And you know, so they're going to be some tough competition. American rider wise, I don't know. I haven't really seen the new crop of kids coming up, but you know, I'm sure they're going to be handy riders too. So we're just going to have to wait and see. You know, all I know is I'm going to try to do my best to keep all them guys behind me and keep myself in first. So
No doubt. No doubt, man. One of the questions coming in here, does it help you more if your dad is there with you?
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't. You know, it's kind of a catch-22. It definitely adds some pressure when my dad's there because, you know, I want to do good in front of him. You know, things like that. But, you know, in the same sense, it's really nice because I know he's got my back and, you know, he's around a lot more now than he was because he hauls bulls for Boyd and Floyd Bull Company now. So it's always nice to have him there to pull my rope or whatever. And some of the other bull riders like him being around there too because he tried to save Skeeter out of a wreck on Pistolero at the finals. It was a pretty scary situation, but, you know, everybody came out unscathed for the most part. And so, yeah, I like him being around there, but it is a little more pressure too.
Yeah, that's for sure. I see how that could certainly do it. Okay, so what would Austin Meyer be doing if he wasn't riding bulls for a living?
You know, if you had asked me that when I was in high school, I would have told you probably playing football somewhere because I was really big into sports when I was in high school and was good at sports. If you ask me that now, looking at it at this point, I'd be, you know, doing what I'm doing when I'm not riding bulls, and that's traveling all over the country doing hunts for TV shows.
Right on. Yeah, we see hunting just popping up everywhere here. how much Portuguese can Austin Meyer speak? Can you talk with those Brazilians at all?
I can speak a little bit. Mostly bull talk, you know, like how'd you do, what bull do you have drawn, what section are you in? Can you help me? You know, stuff like that that'll get you around the bull riding. Now, you send me down in Brazil and turn me loose, man, I'll be a lost duck. That'd be like putting a mouse in a cat house.
I hear you, man. No doubt. Well, I'll tell you what, Austin, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show with us, man. And I know you want to get on that road. You're eager to head up north there to Montana. Now, you left. When did you leave out of Oklahoma?
I left out of Oklahoma about 2:30 or 3 yesterday afternoon, and, you know, shoot, been driving ever since. I stopped in Colby, Kansas last night about 1:30 or 2, got in bed, actually got to sleep in a little bit. I about didn't know what to think about that because I've been getting up at, you know, 5 every morning to head out to the woods, and I actually got to sleep in until like 8 o'clock, and I almost didn't know what to do with myself. I'm gonna drive up to probably Billings tonight and sleep there, and then drive another 2 hours tomorrow into camp and get ready to do some hunting. So I'm enjoying it, loving my new 3/4-ton four-wheel drive Ford that I just got, and heck, I absolutely love the new truck, and you know, it's fun driving. And one thing about it, I know that if I get in a sticky situation, I can probably get out of it with this truck with 12.5 50s on this truck from Cooper Tires and my ATX wheels. You know, it'll get me out of a bad situation if I get in one.
Yeah, that's for sure. We sure have seen it up on Twitter. What is your Twitter link for all of our Making 8 Maniacs out there that want to be able to follow you?
It's capital A, Austin, capital M, Meyer, _ capital BWB. You can find me on there and follow me. I'm generally, especially when I'm driving or it's late or I'm sitting in a tree stand, I'll tweet my tail off, you know, because there ain't much else to do when you're sitting in a tree stand and it's dark and you're waiting for it to get light. So, yeah, just hit me up on there, follow me, and heck, we're doing it up every day. You know, I'm letting people know, and when I'm out here in Montana, as long as I got signal, I'll be letting everybody know what's going on and posting pictures and stuff like that. So,
yeah, we're eager to see some good pictures. Now, Luke Snyder, Brendan Clark, and I believe Skeeter was out with them.
Yep.
Just had a big old elk hunt trip that they were out in Kansas doing. And I know Luke got himself a nice little bull out there, and hopefully we'll see some good pictures of one that maybe you can catch.
Yeah, that's right. It ought to be phenomenal hunting out here. The weather, if you don't like cold weather, you wouldn't want to be going where I'm going because they said 2 days ago in Billings, it was 8 degrees. And tonight or tomorrow, we're supposed to get another 12 to 15 inches of snow. But for the place I'm going, they said the worse the weather, the better the hunting. So, you know, I don't mind getting out in some blizzards to go after a big animal. So, you know, it don't bother me none. I got my cold gear and ready to go have some fun and chase some animals.
Right on. As a matter of fact, what is it that you're going to be hunting with out there? Are you going to be bow hunting or?
No, this is actually the last week of rifle season, and I'll be hunting with my new Browning X-Bolt 7 mag with the Vortex scope on it. So I've got it loaded up with a 175-grain Winchester bullet. Heck, it ought to be golden. So I like shooting them kind of guns. I've got a bunch of guns at my house, from AR-15 223 that I've armor hunt with to my deer guns, and then, you know, 7 mag and a Remington 300 Ultra mag. So I've got a variety of guns, but this is the one I had to go with on this trip, and hopefully it does the job. I sighted it in last week, and it's on the money.
That's a high-tech backwoods boy right there.
Definitely that's, high-tech that's... redneck, man.
No doubt, man. Well, I'm getting some weather reports. They're saying it's -3 degrees up there in Montana right now. So, and I'm from Florida. So y'all can keep that up there.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, I've been in colder. 2 years ago in Nebraska when I left, it was with the wind chill -58. When I've been in Canada hunting, it's been -20. So, you know, as long as I'm dressed for it and got my hot hand packs, cold weather doesn't bother me. You just got to be prepared for it when you go.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what, man. I know the Bill Ford Tough Series is going to be down here in April. You have to come down, man, and hang out at the beach with us, man. We'll give you a behind-the-scenes tour. We'll show you what's going on around Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm all about – I'm going to spend my winter in the woods and in the snow, but come spring, summertime – you know, when I ain't out turkey hunting in the spring, it's nice to be on a beach somewhere, whether it's a lake, ocean, whatever. I'm kind of a water bug when it gets warm enough.
For sure, man, for sure. We'll set it up when you come down here to Tampa. We'll have a good old time, buddy. Listen, man, I really appreciate you taking time out. The Making Eight Maniacs really appreciate you taking the time to call into the show here. And want to wish you the best of luck out there this week, and have yourself a really good Thanksgiving, buddy.
Hey, you bet I will. And come July, man, y'all be tuning in on the Pursuit Channel, watching Bloodline. You're going to see me on there hunting the Backwoods Boys, myself and Brad Tucker, hunting with Alex Rutledge and the Bloodline crew. So it'll be coming on around July. So y'all be tuned in. Y'all see us hunting down in Oklahoma and everywhere else.
Yeah, for sure. All you Making Eight Maniacs, make sure you get it on your calendar. And we're going to send out reminders, you know. Of course, we always follow Austin out here on the Twitter, and we'll definitely let y'all know what's going on with Austin and his hunting trips out there. Look forward to watching that, Blake.
Heck yeah, man. Well, thanks for having me on, and everybody have a Thanksgiving. And since I'm going to be hunting, y'all be eating some for me, because I probably won't be eating like I would regularly on Thanksgiving.
No doubt, man. We certainly will do that, and we all look forward to seeing you in January in New York, buddy.
You bet, man. Well, thanks a bunch, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
All right, man. All right. There you are, Making Eight Maniacs. We got about 15 minutes left in our show. Austin Meyer, one of the best guys you're going to spend time talking with. And, you know, y'all have got to make sure to follow him on Twitter if you're not already. Check him out. He's a lot of fun to be around. But, of course, we had to play that first Josh Turner song, you know, for him, kind of get him fired up as he's heading down the road. We're going to break out and take another short break. How about we play another one of Austin's favorites here and a little bit of Colt Ford to get him fired up on this Monday as he heads north to Montana. Y'all are listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
How y'all doing? Yeah, my name's Colt Ford. I got my boy Brantley Gilbert in here with me. We just some country boys from Georgia. We're going to do a little something about the dirt roads that we come from. I'm going to rap a little bit. You feel like singing?
Yeah, bro.
Let's go.
Lay back swimming like I'm George Jones. National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Makin8.com. And, of course, those two songs right there, we had a little bit of Colt Ford and the Dirt Road Anthem and Josh Turner and Backwoods Boys. Those definitely go out to one of our favorite PBR superstars in Austin Myers. He travels up there to Montana. Want to wish him the best of luck up there as he gets back out there in the woods and hopefully catch himself a nice little bull. We'd like to see the pictures of that one. Really enjoy all of you guys, all the Makin' 8 Maniacs, for tuning in here with us today and checking out the show. We sure appreciate you asking Austin some questions, and y'all really had some good ones. We got to get into some things, though. PBR Canada, of course, just wrapped up this weekend. Congratulations to Aaron Roy for winning his second championship up that way. And, of course, we've got PBR Australia getting underway this weekend right after Thanksgiving. So you guys are going to have to stay tuned to that. Should be a really good deal there. And, you know, we're always looking to see what Brendan Clark, Luke Snyder, and a bunch of those other guys are going to be able to do out there. I did get word that, you know, I know Miss Barbara had sent some emails out, and, you know, I guess she got some replies back saying that there will be some tweet updates. So if you are not on Twitter, you need to get over there and set you up an account so you can start following them. You know what? we're getting all kinds of requests now that we got Austin on board with us, and you know, everybody's just looking forward to getting, you know, some of these other guys. We're definitely going to work on getting some of these other ones on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, our Back on the Ranch show, so that way they can sit back with you, and we'll talk a little bit, answer your questions, you know, take your comments, and you know, we'll certainly work on getting that done. Seeing some more comments coming in right now about wishing we could see the PBR Australia. You're right about that. Wish we could bring it to you, you know. And, you know, hopefully one day, you know, maybe something will happen. And you know, it's all in timing, though. It's in God's timing, and we'll just see what happens with it. But we want to be out bringing you guys the action right here on MakingEight.com. We'd love to have the video streams going off for you guys to be able to sit back and watch. And, of course, you know, as always, you know, when we have our shows, we're going to be able to broadcast live and sit back and chat with you and take your questions and comments during our broadcast. So, you know, it's just a matter of time, rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs. I see the chance going about wanting Flint. We will work on that, I can promise you. We'll try to get something set up for that. And love to have Flint on the show with us, man. I'll tell you, I don't know if I'd be able to talk a whole lot, though. That guy just seems to take over everything he does, and we love it. You know, I know he's going to be out in Las Vegas during the NFR as well. So you guys, if you guys don't have plans, make sure to get out there. Speaking of which, PRCA is going to be getting off. Yeah, you know, they started December 2nd through the 11th, and we're starting our Making Eight campaign for Vegas this week, rodeo fans. If you guys know somebody that might be interested in sponsoring us as we get out there, we're looking to do some things, and we might be able to contact Flint out there. We know he's doing some video broadcasting out there, so we might be able to link up and do some things with him. Absolutely love it. So you guys will have to stay tuned. If you guys know somebody that might be interested in having us carry their name out there for Vegas, we're looking at a possibility of over 20 video broadcasts that we could be doing during that 10-day period. So you guys let them know about Making Eight and the potential they have in being a sponsor for Making Eight and getting us out there. Please, please, this is our quest. This is our campaign for Vegas. We got to do it this week, and we've only got 3 episodes lined up before Thanksgiving. How about a Making Eight Maniacs? Y'all want to have a Friday show? It's going to be Black Friday. We know everybody's going to be out trying to do some last minute or do their Christmas shopping. But if you guys want to have a Friday episode, let us know this week, and we'll go ahead and line that up for you. Yeah, we're seeing some questions in there. We got Cajun Girl asking about Dustin. Of course, he's heading out there with Austin up there to Montana, going to be tuning in and, you know, hopefully getting in the woods a little bit. But then he said if he gets an early tag, he's going to go home and spend some time with the family. If not, he's leaving straight from Montana, heading straight down there to Vegas for the NFR. So, you know, it's real impressive. We want to wish him the best of luck as well. And who knows, maybe we'll get him on, you know, our show. If you guys did not catch the beginning of our interview with Austin, you got to go back and check out the replay as soon as this show is over. Had a great time with him, and he really is. Just talking with him on the phone before the show, following his tweets, he is really an upstanding guy. Got to tell you, I'm a Backwoods Boy fan now, you know. We're going to be checking him out, hopefully seeing some of his things that he's got going on with his hunting trips and whatnot. You know, he's a great guy. So you guys make sure to get over and follow him on Twitter if you're not already. And if you have questions or trouble getting over there to him, contact Making Eight, contact Cowboy Dave at PBR Get Tough. We'll get you in that direction for sure. Yeah, we're seeing things. Make sure you're following PBR Australia at Twitter as well. They will be posting links up there. You can follow them on Facebook as well. They're going to be putting up the results and things like that from the bull ride. So make sure you guys stay in tune with them this weekend. I think it's going to wrap up our show. We got a little bit of cowboy logic to throw at you here for the day. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. If this is your first time tuning in to Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, thank you guys very much for tuning in. Welcome to the Making Eight Maniac Club. We do appreciate you. Make sure to keep staying tuned as we bring you live video broadcasts from all over, you know, regular bull rides and rodeos, maybe even getting into some touring pro events this year. You guys stay tuned to Making Eight for that. But my cowboy logic for the day, you know, I was trying to think of some good cowboy logic, and, of course, our motto here at Making Eight is get a grip. That's our slogan. You'll see it posted everywhere. Get a grip with Making Eight. Well, figure we kind of throw the definition out at you, and this is kind of our definition of what get a grip is. You know, it's to calm down before excessive excitement, fear, and anger. So something to think about there. That's why we get a grip on what we do. Get a grip means a lot more than just hanging on. It means, you know, we apply it to everything we do in our life. So make sure that you as Making Eight Maniacs get a grip and stay tuned to Making Eight. We're going to break things down. We got a show tomorrow, our Lunch Hour Radio Show. Who knows who we're going to have on? So you guys are going to have to stay tuned. Make sure to spread the word. Let's recruit some more Making Eight Maniacs. And, of course, like I said, we're always looking for our this is the week for our Making Eight Vegas campaign. So you guys work with us. Spread the word. Let's get a sponsor and get Making Eight out there to Las Vegas for the NFR. Let's hang out with some of those guys, and we'll bring you some live video footage, a lot of live video footage straight from Las Vegas. So until tomorrow there, rodeo fans, y'all get a grip.
Listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
This is Brian Corson, and you listen to MakingEight.com.